Welcome to Success with Srini, a daily podcast where you'll find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, business, relationships, finances. Life is full of possibilities, and it comes with its own set of unknowns. Listen to Srini and build your confidence to overcome every challenge life throws at you. Set the altitude of your expectations high. And here is Srini Serapalli.
Appreciate your comments about the coping skills discussion we had yesterday. I clearly called out four specific things on how to prepare, how to rehearse, how to inculcate a thought process, and how to organize yourself. In other words, structure yourself for anything that life is expecting of you. And I clearly said that what is possible today was not possible yesterday and may not be possible tomorrow. Today is the day that's expecting a lot from you. Today is the day when you can put yourself in a position to become invincible and win it over. That was my message yesterday. Today, what I want to share with you is something that has been consistently being asked since we started the program. And this question is, how do I get enthusiastic? How do I get excited about my day-to-day activities? How do I get myself in a position where I'm performing? I'm really acting out life as if nobody is watching me, as if nobody cares. I just go, I do my work, I get so plugged in, so fulfilled, a sense of joy, a sense of excitement that I feel, wow, you know, this is who I am, this is great, this is happening for me. That is the question. That is the question. So this is a declining scale for most people. This is like a declining slope for most people, where they start out with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement, but over a period of time and life throws so many different options and so many different possibilities, they suddenly feel like, I'm inadequate. I don't know what to do because I think I'm not there. You know, it's slipping out from my hands. And not only that, we also get into situations of politics and trying to figure out whom are we working for ourselves, for the business, for our managers, for individuals, for our family. We just get lost in that process, unable to figure out what is the right thing to do. And if this is something that you're going through right now, where you're not able to, you know, muster up a little bit of encouragement, enthusiasm into everything that you're doing, this, I think, is a good discussion to listen to. If you believe your job is your most secure income, the answer is no. It's incorrect. If you believe that your job is the most secure thing that you're doing today, no. The most secure thing that you have with you right now is your mind. The mindset. That's the most secure thing. Your job is to strengthen that. If you take care of your thinking, if you take care of your intent, everything around you will take care of itself. Most people don't do that. They don't invest into a good mindset. So, if you're waking up early morning and showing up on this call, it means you have invested into a mindset. I wish, when I was young, I wish I had somebody tell me this. It took years of failures and trials and experiments to come to a point to realize that after all, it's not the money that is important, it is the mindset. With a good mindset, you can shift, you can move, you can infuse enthusiasm into every and anything around you. It's just the mindset. So that being said, I'm going to share with you 3 to 4 specific things that you can do to infuse enthusiasm into everything that you are doing today, specifically work. Where you are now, where you want to step in just a matter of a year or 2 or 3, totally is controlled by the amount of excitement you show. That's all. And that excitement is only possible with a mindset. Step number one, when you believe and when you start seeing that you're not getting excited anymore, the first thing you have to develop is what is known as an attitude of gratitude. Now, what this means is you cannot discount the fact that what has gotten you here is hard work. What has gotten you here is commitment that you made in your early days. What has gotten you here is blood and sweat. Let me put it even take to that extent. You have paid the price to be here doing what you do today. Just don't forget this. Most people lose the context. So you got to understand the context for a second here. Have you lost opportunities? Yes. Have you wasted opportunities? Yes. Have you gotten used to seeing other people, you know, getting ahead of you? Yes, everybody has. Get over with it. But the truth is, you have had your chances at opportunities. You did pay the price to get here. And you got to congratulate yourself for this. So you need to appreciate the fact that you have done a lot to be here right now, at this point in your life. There are a lot of people who could not get here, who started with you. So there needs to be a sequence, I call a gratitude sequence within you, in your mind, as you are plugged into life. A gratitude sequence. And I'm thankful to what I have today. Could I have more? Yes. Can I stack up more? Or could I have done more to stack up more? Yes. But I'll tell you, you know, we can't stack up good without stacking up bad. I told you, they are the two sides of the same coin. So gratitude is the key. Gratitude is the key. Most people miss this point, you know, massively, massively. Right? The other part also we have is, people don't understand, goals are good. Right? Avoiding mistakes, great. But the more you avoid mistakes, the less you are utilizing your brain. I would rather make a mistake right now at this point in life than make one 3, 5, 10 years from now when I'm old, when I don't have the energy, when I don't have the resources to pull myself out of it. What is the lesson? So the longer you wait in life to make mistakes, the less you learn. So I would rather make the mistakes now. See, challenge is good. Expensing yourself to do something, good. It tells you, it keeps you telling that, listen, you are worthy of making this $1. Every time I do any trainings, any seminars, any webinars, people ask me, you know, how quickly can I make money? There is nothing quick. You probably know this by this time. There is nothing quick. Nothing happens overnight. Everything happens early morning. You have to wake up, my friend, to do something meaningful. So why are we unreasonable with our goals? Why can't we set reasonable daily goals to achieve whatever we want to achieve? See, it all, I can't make $1 million. People who stalk millions and millions and millions and millions, forget the fact, most of them, forget the fact, it has to start with $1. Why am I so humble when some of you, right, joined my programs for $1? Oh, you can sit in the house and do a webinar and a seminar and sell $1,000, $15,000, $50,000 programs. You have the skill, you have... No, I started with $1. It did not happen overnight. It doesn't even happen to me even today. It's hard work. But more than that, a perspective. The message here is you got to create an inspiring environment for yourself, regardless of what's happening around you. Who cares? Who cares what happens around you? Care for what's happening inside of you. Enthusiasm is an internal game. We got to play. We got to work every day. That's why I said get paid. Even in my book, the subtitle of my book, Get Paid to Play. Get paid to play. Man, I get paid to play. I don't get paid to work. So don't get discouraged by looking at people who are not working around you. Get encouraged by the fact that your CEO is caught up in revenue conversations, caught up in profit conversations. Your CFO is caught up in telling the Wall Street, giving indicators. Your customers, your vendors, they're all caught up trying to make you successful. Think in those lines. It doesn't matter what line of sight you have in a company. As long as you have that vision, that's what makes you different. So there are enough people around you whom you can see and get inspired. There are enough people around you who can see and get yourself into a depressed mode. You can if you want to. So every time you see an individual, ask this question. You know, what else is going on in this individual? You think you are unhappy. There are enough people around you at work who are unhappy. Unhappiness is a choice, my friend. Happiness is also a choice. So the more you count your blessings, the more you can inspire yourself. And I'll tell you something interesting. The more you do something that which makes you happy internally, the more you can perform at work. Okay? The more you can perform at work. So in other words, what are your hobbies? What are your passions? What is that one thing that can create inner peace for you by doing which you feel invigorated? What is that one thing? So, where is the vigor? Where can I find it? singing, dancing, like maybe writing. I have no idea. What gives you pleasure? What gives you satisfaction? Totally unrelated to work. What is that one thing? I can't even emphasize more on the fact that your hobbies, your passions, and activities that you do outside of work also contribute towards building an incredible mindset at work. Because things we do at personal level enhance our performance at professional level. So enthusiasm is all over the place. Nothing has happened without enthusiasm. Nothing will happen without enthusiasm, given everything else in place. So if you expect this morning to change your life today, make you a peak performer, get you into a position of creating more value, forget about anything, more value, then you are in. If you start the day by saying, oh, this is another day, I want to figure this out, maybe it's going to be boring, maybe nothing else will happen with me. True, you're right. The millionaire ahead of you started with $1. Any project, anything that you see, any multi-billion dollar business that's running successfully today started with an idea. And it also started on, it had its day one. Confusion, clutter, all that. Day one, it started. There was a day one for every idea. Everything that you see around you was a thought before it became a thing. So go become enthusiastic today. You know, be very strategic about it. Well, I will start my day with enthusiasm. That's how you tell yourself and you start the day. You see, the thought that you are going to be enthusiastic today in itself is preparation. It is in itself a rehearsal. It is in itself, obviously, a thought pattern. But it will also organize you.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarapalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.